This week on What's Going On with Earl Ingram, we're joined in studio by a very special guest, Mandela Barnes, former Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. Part one can be viewed on our Civic Media website at civicmedia.us. But in this special second part series, Earl shares his thoughts on why he believes Mandela just might be the admirable candidate for the job. Don't miss it, airing on all platforms. Follow us on civicmedia.us or wherever you find your podcast. And please also like and subscribe so you never miss the conversation.
All right, welcome back to What's Going On with Earl Ingram. I first want to say thanks to former Lieutenant Governor and current, candidate for the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Mandela Barnes. I would be remiss. He had to run, and certainly it won't be the last time that we have him. He wanted to make sure that we got the first opportunity to interview him after he had announced his candidacy, and he and I go back many years. But I want to say this, and I don't know any other way to say this, but I'm thoroughly disappointed with the state Democratic Party. Many, not all, but many who have taken this opportunity to say that this man shouldn't run, that can you just try to wrap your mind around any party that says to a member of their party that you shouldn't run? A man who's committed no crime, a man who clearly has lived his life in an exemplary fashion. Whether you agree with someone's politics or not has no bearing on whether or not one has a right to run for public office. And those in the Democratic Party, the state Democratic Party, who feel compelled to say that this man shouldn't get in the race, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You talk about the Republican Party, and this is one of the reasons why there are people who, like myself, who's not a member of the Republican Party, but who has issues and will never be a member of the Republican Party as far as that goes, and who has never voted Republican. I'll be straight up with that. But that doesn't mean that I support everything that's being said and done in the Democratic Party. This is one of the main issues. Well, we don't think he should run publicly because, well, he lost, and he lost the race. And tell me one person who's run for office who hasn't lost the race of consequence. And show me that person. And then apply that same standard across the board. But I'll tell you why they didn't want Mandela Barnes to run, many of them. Because Mandela Barnes stepping into the race automatically becomes, the leader. He automatically moves to the front of the list. The five other people running for that in the primary. They've been around, they've announced months ago. And they've been moving around. And Mandela Barnes steps in, makes his announcement, and automatically moves up to the head of the list. I understand people being upset. But that's not the way this is played. Has nothing to do with you being upset. Man up. Put on your big boy pants. You're running for the governor of the state. You can't say this person shouldn't run. And even if it's not the candidates themselves, they're surrogates. The candidates should be telling their surrogates, it doesn't look good. That's not something we should be doing or saying. People have a right to run. Mandela Barnes has a right to run, whether you like him or not. And if the concern is that what happens what they thought was going to happen happened, so be it. I thought that at the end of this, the concern would be that you wanted to have a Democrat win the state. Because one of the reasons why the country is in the condition that it's in is because Republicans long ago realized that state elections and gubernatorialships were the most important issue. If we can get control over state government, then we can decide and run and elect a president, and then we can have control over what happens. And so for quite a while, Republicans have held on to 31, 32 gubernatorialships across this nation, and they've been able to do their things. And now, Democrats are finally starting to understand that we've got to get back control over the gubernatorialships. Because if we can control the governors, then we have power. And so I remember Scott Walker. It's not that long ago. I remember when Republicans controlled the entire state of Wisconsin and what transpired. Maybe some of you have forgotten, but I certainly haven't. And so at all costs, I don't want to see another Republican in charge of the state of Wisconsin. That's just my belief. You are all entitled to your own beliefs, but I have reasons why. I've witnessed what they were able to do to this state for a long, long time. I remember as a young man hearing these words. Wisconsin had some of the cleanest government in the nation when I was a young man. Constantly, they touted that. You know, Democrats and Republicans could kind of work together in a sense. But ever since the Scott Walker years, the Robin Voss, the Scott Fitzgeralds of the world and of the state, we've had nothing but difficulties for the average working class person. You know, had a little kind of respite with Governor Evers. But still, Governor Evers, we didn't control the state legislature, and he's had struggles. But there's a possibility that the Democrats can regain control over the legislature. And then win the gubernatorial seat. And now you can really make a change, not just in the state of Wisconsin, but across this nation. So it's critically important that the Democrats retain control over the governor's chair in the state of Wisconsin. You know, I've looked at some of the names. I know some of the names of the people who are running for governor. They don't have the name recognition that Mandela Barnes has. Whether you like it or not, Mandela Barnes has national name recognition because of his run against United States Senator Ron Johnson. And for those of you who said he's a loser, he lost, so he shouldn't run again because he had a chance to win and he lost, I say to you, let's dissect that loss. Mandela Barnes ran against one of the most powerful senators in the United States, Ron Johnson. Whether you like that or not, it's factual. One of the most prominent senators. I personally, as a person who's had Ron Johnson in the studio, interviewed him, you know, several times in person, in studio, I know who Ron Johnson is. I know how powerful he is. And I know that Mandela Barnes would have unseated him. He lost by less than one percentage point to one of the most powerful United States senators in the nation. And how do you deduce from that he's a loser? He can't possibly win. We can't risk him running. That's ridiculous. The only reason that he lost to Ron Johnson, if you remember, because I remember, in the last month of that campaign, and Republicans found out that Ron Johnson was had one foot on the banana peel and another foot off the cliff, on the cliff. And he was in jeopardy of falling off of that cliff. The National Republican Party unloaded the Brinks truck. And not only did they do that, but horrific, racist, bigoted commercials were being run against Mandela Barnes. For no other reason other than to scare people into believing that if Mandela Barnes became the United States Senator, one of the United States Senators of the state of Wisconsin, there would be murderers coming to your door. I remember that well. Maybe you don't want to remember it. It's the reason that he lost. Because there are people who are afraid in this state and in this nation and believe in a lot of racist, bigoted kind of commentary. And so that's what they did in the last moment of that election. And Mandela Barnes barely lost. Now, you can say he's a loser if you choose to. And I would say to those who say that, you know, you're not being honest. And I get it. You want to protect your candidate. I understand that. That's why I call the game politics. Because that's what it is. So you want to try to convince people that this man, again, who was former lieutenant governor and certainly held many other political offices, can't possibly win this election. Well, we'll see. He's in the race now. He's not going anywhere. He is going to be the front runner of those others who are in the race. Now, if you want to unseat the front runner, you know where you do that? You don't do it by saying somebody shouldn't run who has every right in the world to run. You unseat him with political ideals in debates. That's where you test your mettle of any candidate. You don't do it by having your surrogates say horrific things that aren't true. And as far as those people of color in the city of Milwaukee who said that there are blacks or blacks won't vote for Mandela Barnes, you know, I would say this to those who made such a ignorant statement. You don't speak for all black people. Whatever area of expertise you come from and whatever group you are associated with, you don't speak for all of us. We have independent thoughts, independent voices. We believe that we have every right to vote for whoever it is we want to vote for and who we're going to support. I'm happy that Mandela Barnes is in the race. We're going to find out real soon. I believe he has the best chance of unseating whoever the candidate on the Republican side will be. And that's the end for now. But you can certainly look forward to more and more conversations with me in the near future about this campaign.